10 inches of snow falling in Fond du Lac on Sunday, piling up against fire hydrants across town. And joining us on this segment of the show, Fond du Lac Fire Chief Pete O'Leary. Good morning, Pete.
Hey, good morning, Greg.
All right. A lot of Fond du Lac residents do this by habit, but you like to see Fond du Lac residents shovel out around the fire hydrants, make sure that firefighters can get to them if they need to?
Absolutely. I mean, certainly with all the fire hydrants we have in the city, there would be no way that the city could take that job on alone. And certainly neighborhoods have fire hydrants in every block. We've asked that our residents clear a three-foot diameter around the hydrant, and then also make sure there's a clear path from the setback from that fire hydrant to the road. Sometimes those hydrants are real close to the road. Sometimes they're set back quite a bit. So just making sure there's a clear path. If you were standing on the street and you're looking at that fire hydrant, that could, you know, you just ask yourself, could the fire department get in there and quickly hook up a hose? Because, you know, in the unlikely event we need one of those fire hydrants, we need to have the fire hydrant. And that's why, you know, it's illegal to park in front of a fire hydrant for that same reason. But just think about the snow, and it, you know, you were just talking before, it's going to get cold and we're supposed to get some more snow. And so now we're getting to that point, especially with snow that gets plowed off the street onto, you know, the terraces where the fire hydrants are. We're starting to see more and more of those start to encroach on the tops of those. So anything that the public could do, adopting the fire hydrant nearest your home would be great. And it would help us in the unlikely event we need it. And certainly, if you're in that neighborhood, it might very well help you and your family when we are trying to hook up to the fire hydrant.
Exactly. And it only takes a couple of extra seconds. A lot of people, you know, I mean, they shovel the sidewalk, they shovel their driveway, and maybe they forget. Oh yeah, the fire hydrant. We should clear that out. The catch basin, too.
Right.
You know, make sure all of that stuff is shoveled out.
Right. And we know, I mean, so we know that we do have fires. I mean, there's no doubt about it. We do have them. And if it gets really, really cold after it snowed like this, it makes it even harder in the event we had to get to that hydrant. So think about it. We got, you know, seconds are counting. And when we get a fire, if we have to stop and shovel out the hydrant before we could use it, that's time that we lose, and that certainly can change outcomes. But you know, I will tell you that the public has been really, really good in Fond du Lac about helping us. And, I mean, I don't have a criticism at all about it. I'm very grateful, but sometimes a reminder, we've had a relatively pleasant winter so far as it relates to snow. I mean, when we've had snow, it's been sporadic and it's melted, and, you know, we haven't had, like we've had the last couple snows. Now we're starting to get some snowpack, and we're getting a little bit more of accumulation sitting on the ground. So we're getting to that point that we need to ask the public to go outside and adopt a hydrant. And if you don't have one near you, go find one near you. I mean, you can make it fun with your family and you know, do us a great favor and do a great community service at the same time.
Fond du Lac Fire Chief Pete O'Leary. Pete, great to have you on the program.
Thanks for having me, Greg.